Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's interim report, January to September 2016 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Friday, the 11th of November 2016. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Per Oscarsson. Please go ahead.
Thank you. With me here, I also have Per Hedblom, CFO of Mekonomen. Let me just a short introduction of myself. I have been the acting president now for a month. And before that, and my normal job is as responsible for the MECA part of the Mekonomen Group. I have many years in this industry and have been in the MECA Group for the last 15 years. To start, we can see that we have still a continued weak operating profit in Mekonomen Sweden. We have announced activities for that earlier, and during this quarter we still don't see any clear effect of that yet. It was not supposed to be either. It will come later during this year and mainly during the next year. Nevertheless, we have underlying growth in the quarter, which is quite good. And we also, which is probably the big news today, that we have made an agreement that we will divest the Danish business completely. And that means that we from 2017 will not have any commercial risks or any losses anymore in the Danish market. If we continue about the number of sales and results, you will have that on page 3 in this presentation. We can see that we have, as I said, growing revenue. And, of course, because of the problems in Mekonomen Sweden, we have a weak result and a weak margin. We will come back to that later, so I will not go into the numbers now. And if we head to page 5 talk about MECA, that business was stable, profitable, and we have an underlying net sales about 3%. We have strong sales growth to the MECA car service workshops. That's the affiliated workshop in the MECA system, and which is the most strategic and most important part of the business. MECA was also affected by Denmark in this quarter, and MECA also acquired Opus Equipment last summer, where we have some difficulties in the result, mainly because of startup in Norway, completely new business which we are starting up in Norway in that segment, which still is costing money, but of course it's an investment for the future and will have a good impact during next year. Continue about MECA and the Danish business. As I said in the beginning, we have sold the business to T. Hansen in Denmark. T. Hansen is a chain of stores, 80 stores in Denmark, who has been so far only operating with the sales directly to consumers and mostly accessories and not so much spare parts. They decided earlier this year that they would enter the business-to-business market and enter the market of spare parts to garages and workshops. And we have made a deal with them that they will take over our people working there. They will take over our SOC and our location. and they will continue to work with the Mekonomen brand, which they will have a license for in the future. And they will continue with the concepts Mekonomen Autoteknik and Mekopartner. We will have a negative effect in the fourth quarter of 25 million Swedish crowns for that. But the most important is that from 2017 we will have no commercial risk at all. Heading to Mekonomen Sweden, as I said before, it's where we have the most negative development. We have made a big program of sales cut, or sorry, about cutting the sales organization and reconstructed. What we want to do is to decentralize and to get more sales focus out in the stores as it was before, actually, and to strengthen the entrepreneurship. We believe that we will. This is the way to get back the success in Mekonomen Sweden in the future. The saving program, which I mentioned, which was communicated earlier, it's proceeds according to plan, and we will have effects later on, especially in 2017. Mekonomen Norway had a good quarter. We have a pressure on the gross margin, but very good cost control. The sales is growing. It's mainly driven by better sales to Mekonomen service centers. Also here, it's the strategic part of the business, which is very good. I would say that it's a stable operation and not so much to comment. Sørensen & Balchen also stable and good quarter. Sørensen & Balchen is the company in the group who is focusing on very much on accessories, and they have had a very good sales development on accessories. That leads, however, to pressure on the gross margin, since the accessories generally have a lower margin than spare parts. But here we also have very good cost control, so the we can compensate all the time with our costs. Yeah, and I will hand over to Per Hedlund.
Thank you. And on slide 10, I would like to go through the elements of the EBIT reduction from third quarter last year to third quarter this year. The main aspect is, of course, as we have mentioned, Mekonomen Sweden, where we have 22 million SEK lower EBIT. That can break down to mainly three factors. One is gross profit, which in turn is a factor dependent on of course, sales and gross margin. We have lower sales in Mekonomen Sweden. Personnel expenses. We have mentioned the cost saving program once again. It has not, and it was not planned to take effect in third quarter. So we do have a higher cost structure in Mekonomen Sweden regarding personnel, which has affected the third quarter. We also have one non-recurring cost relating to a store closure of 5 million, adding up 22. And going to Mekonomen Norway, the gross margin pressure, which was mentioned, has to a large extent compensated by cost savings and cost control, but the net effect is 4 million SEK lower EBIT in the third quarter. Meka, as a total, roughly the same EBIT. But excluding Opus Equipment, which we acquired, and Meka, the export business in Denmark, we see a slight increase in EBIT, actually. Regarding Denmark, we have maintained good cost control. Although we have a loss in Denmark, it's lower than last year. That is not as much loss. We see a positive EBIT effect there as well. Now we have signed agreement, as was mentioned, regarding Denmark going forward. I want to mention that we have worked quite hard during this year to increase sales, of course, but at the same time, keep a strong focus on costs. That's plus five. The minus five in MECA is related to Opus Equipment. To a large extent, the establishment in Norway, which is, of course, something we do for the future. That's minus five. Sørensen og Balchen, roughly the same. Minus one in SEK terms, but roughly the same. We have one non-recurring effect due to management changes, mainly due to our previous CEO, which has left. The effect was taken in the third quarter, adding up to a total of 13 million SEK. If you look at the market, we can conclude that we need to talk about Sweden, of course. Norway is also important, but in this presentation, we want to talk about Sweden because, especially since we have the development of economic Sweden, we actually need to say that we are in a market where we have more new cars being sold, and most important for us, a more relevant factor, the number of passenger cars and traffic has increased. We are now, if I remember right, 4,880,000 cars as of September in traffic in Sweden. That's an increase roughly 100,000 cars from September last year. 2% growth, and these new cars as they become older. Everything else being equal, as you mentioned, if scrapping does not increase, as more cars become older and we have a park of older cars which increases, we should expect a stronger market. We have not seen that effect yet, so we have a stable market in the third quarter and we don't see any real changes in the fourth quarter, but longer term, everything else being equal. This increase in new cars and this increase in number of cars and traffic provide opportunities for a certain growth going forward, but not in the fourth quarter specifically. So looking at the customer segments, we have our three segments, affiliated workshops, the workshops working under any of our brands, consumers, and we have other workshops, meaning all other business customers, basically. We have, during the quarter, increased our sales to affiliated workshops. That's according to plan. That's our strategy. And that is an effect of our hard work in increasing quality, of focusing on training of mechanics. Increased number of workshops in MECA, for example. All this adds up to an increase of 7% in local currency, nominal 6% during the quarter, which we think is favorable and according to plan. Consumers, that market is not really increasing very much. 1% is a quite low figure, but we see that we are basically in line with the market regarding consumers. Other workshops, there we see a quite strong decrease actually, which affects of course the whole group. 5% nominal term, 5% to local currency, 6% nominal. We do have some long-term trends that we have talked about several times before, not affecting specifically the third quarter, but more than any other quarter, but nevertheless important. Independent workshops are becoming fewer. That is, more and more workshops are affiliated to a chain of workshops at the same time as we see a trend that less purchases are made outside each workshop's franchise system, meaning that we see more and more of a kind of captive system going forward, a trend towards such development. Specifically in the third quarter as well, we see that the sales drop in Sweden is primarily related to a negative development in our sales to other workshops. So the Mekonomen Sweden issues have affected that customer segment figure specifically. Looking at the accumulated figures, I mean, we have an even stronger growth in affiliated workshops, 11% actually local currency nominal 8%. That is far above the market. So once again, we are delivering on our strategy in that respect. Consumers, nominal zero. Other workshops, nominal zero is quite low figure actually, 3% local. Has of course been affected by the third quarter figures. Distribution, slide 15 of customer groups, sales to different customer groups. Thanks to the strong increase in sales to affiliated workshops in our 37% sales to affiliated workshops of our total sales. Consumer share of our total sales goes down somewhat in relative terms, although it's increasing slightly in absolute terms. We see a drop then in other workshops. And we have seen that our investment in ProMeister, which has helped us previous years and previous quarters, has not been able to compensate for other negative effects with ProMeister this quarter. We'll get back to ProMeister in a while. Number of stores, slide 16, very stable situation. We have reduced in Mekonomen Sweden slightly, but fine-tuning, that's what it's about. We have a stable number of stores. Our strategy is not to expand significantly number of stores. The strategy is not even to reduce it significantly. It's fine-tuning up and down, and it's been a very stable quarter regarding number of stores as according to plan. Number of workshops, slide 17, where we see two different trends. One is Meka, increasing number of workshops. We see that Mekonom Bilverkstad and Meko Partner has decreased somewhat. To some extent due to the number of workshops in Denmark, which has gone down slightly during the quarter, and they are branded Mekonomen or Meko Partner. We see also, thanks to our focus on quality, that we need to focus on quality rather than quantity in Mekonomen, both Norway and Sweden. And that has also led to a certain reduction number of Mekonomen Meko Partner workshops. But we are about roughly slightly more than 2,100 workshops. And more importantly, the number of workshops is one factor, but the number of mechanics, the quality of the workshops, are an even stronger driver of growth. And you can see that, I mean, although we have not really increased the number of workshops, slight decrease actually, affiliated workshops, nevertheless, we see a quite strong increase in sales, so that speaks for itself that the quality and number of mechanics are actually more important than number of workshops, although, of course, we want to increase that number as well going forward, maintaining a focus on quality always. From Meister, slide 18, we are now above 15%. July is all tend to be a lower figure month, but in August, September, we're above 15. That's more than half of our goal, 30%. We have not communicated when we should reach 30%. The main driver, not the only driver, but one of the main drivers are, of course, the assortment, what kind of products and categories we can put into the ProMeister family, so to say. We will have new assortment coming on the market in January, and we are working hard to increase number of categories further. What we need to focus on once again here is quality, not to increase share promise just for the sake of increasing it, but rather to increase it when we see that we can be sure of the quality of all the products we introduce. ProMeister, one of our best means to regain market share in the other workshop segment, by the way, as well. Events after the end of the period. We talked about Denmark. Once again, an EBIT effect, non-recurring EBIT effect of 625 million, and that's in addition to the result generated in the fourth quarter in our ordinary business in Denmark, which will keep it. We'll keep it until the closing, which will be performed 28th of December, that is before New Year. And then 2017 onwards, we will have zero effect of Denmark. We have launched PriceDirect or PriceDirect, possibility for service booking with price and directly on screen. That sounds like rocket science. If you look at other industries, in our industry, it's quite new actually. We see this as one innovation which will be important to drive further traffic to affiliated workshops. We saw a conversion rate of 4.5% in the first week, and this has been very well. It's a welcome initiative for car owners and for our workshops. We have a negative effect then of a recall, which you need to do. It's a driving belt, which has been defective, as which has been installed in Volvo cars. It's a the responsibility issue is under investigation. We have we are buying spare parts of original quality, which is very important. In this case, we have the vendor has provided us with a driving belt which did not fulfill the quality expectations, and we therefore have decided to recall the cars to ensure that the consumers, the car owners, will not have any problem with this. And we'll take a charge of 6 million SEK. Once again, the responsibility issue is under investigation, but that will happen in the fourth quarter. This is reservation, non-recurring. And I hand over to Per Oscarsson again.
Thank you. On slide 21, we talk about our strategic focus areas. And of course, growth and innovation is one of the most important. That in combination with the retail and development entrepreneurship and sales focus in all the local stores everywhere. We'll continue to focus on ProMeister. Per talked about the spare parts, but we also have ProMeister Academy, which is education and technical support. Training for mechanics, which is expanding all the time, and it's very important for giving the right tools for the workshops to actually increase the quality and also to find the right mechanics to be able to do deliver on the market demand. And we have continued quality assurance of the workshops, which means that we some of the workshops has to leave the chain, and some others come in all the time. But it's also
most of course that develop the quality in the workshop. It's not only the quality, it's the size of the workshops, the number of mechanics, and it's the what kind of tool and equipment I have, and so on. And then we have the strategic projects, which is one of them is the e-commerce platforms, both for business to business and business consumer, which we are developing. And the other big project for us is the new central warehouse, which we announced earlier that we will start planning for. Well, back to you.
Thank you. Per Hedblom here again. Slide 23, earnings. We talked about the result already. I want to highlight some specific figures in this slide 23. Revenue growth 2%. We talk about underlying growth sometimes and sales in comparable units, underlying growth being excluding currency and workday effects, comparable growth. It's, of course, the sales in comparable units, and it's actually 2% as well during this quarter. If you look at the accumulated figure, though, we have 3% nominal growth in revenue, but what you cannot see here is that we have actually 5% underlying growth accumulated and 5% accumulated growth in comparable units. I think that's one important factor to underline. We have had negative currency effects accumulated during the year. Now the NOK has increased, so we have another situation as we speak, but as of from January to September, the currency effect should be taken into account when looking at our growth capacity. We have somewhat better net financials, roughly 14 third quarter last year and 13 this quarter. And we now have a rolling 12-month EBIT of 516 million SEK, which has been affected by the factors we mentioned before as well. So 516 rolling 12-month EBIT. Slide 24, cash flow, somewhat weaker cash flow. That's an effect of course, one, the lower profits, but also, I would say, the change in inventory. We have increased our stock somewhat, and on the one hand, new initiatives, which are important. On the other hand, we have increased the stock in specific stores. We've done that before in order to increase sales. That has continued, and we are looking at how to ensure now that we do not expand significantly further our inventory. It's quite high level right now. I should remember that we have also reduced the inventory in Denmark continuously. So been a drag on the cash flow from operating activities, now being at 78 compared to 155 third quarter last year. The only 12-month figure, I think, is most important, 531 million SEK in cash flow from operating activities. Investments have been slightly lower during the quarter, 14 million. So we're now down back to 120 over the 12-month cash flow from investing activities. It was 146 for the full year 2015, between 120 to 150 is quite a normal level. It might decrease certain quarters, like this quarter, might increase other quarters. So we will continue to invest in order to maintain our competitive edge. Income statement. There's one factor which does not show up here, which I would like to mention, is the gross margin, which affects, of course, the gross profit. The gross margin has primarily, not only, but primarily been affected by factors in Norway, some extent in Sweden, but primarily Norway. in all areas. Mekonomen Norway, competitive pressure and sales to larger customers. We have Southern Belgium, where we have increased share of accessory sales with lower gross margin. In MECA, Norway, we're focusing on larger customers as well. And we have this continuous competitive pressure that has impacted gross margin in the group as a total in the quarter. Going to next slide, balance sheet number 26. I just want to highlight once again that we do have an increase in goods for resale, the inventory. We have a net debt now of 1,620,000,000 SEK end of September. That's our financial position. That's, with that, I will hand over to Per.
Thank you very much for listening, and I think we'll open for questions.
Thank you. So as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And if you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. The first question comes from the line of Erik Paulsen. If you could please ask your question.
Yeah. Hi, this is Erik Paulsen at Pareto Securities. I have, basically two questions. The first one is regarding what you have seen so far in the Q4 in terms of development for your different business areas. We have had now for a couple of days now a very harsh winter here in Stockholm, and mainly how that you believe will affect you in the end, probably possible in positive in my opinion. And the second question is regarding the tax effects from the MECA Denmark business. You say that those going to stay and still be on the group for the coming quarters and years, and can you please explain that a bit? Thank you.
Yeah, okay. First question, no, we don't really comment on developments in the fourth quarter, except for what can be deducted from the report as such. With weather, specifically, we talk about the last days here. Look around here in Stockholm. Generally, when we see, of course, colder weather, it's positive for us. We have said that before. That's obvious. Other than that, we cannot really comment on development, but cold weather is good for us specifically. If it's too bad weather, of course, one can argue whether it's good, but at least we need cars to be able to make it to the workshop or the store in order to have a positive effect, by the way. Denmark, well, we communicated a tax effect. And we can go through that in detail in some other, I would avoid to go into the technicalities of that tax effect in this conference call if possible. But mainly, when we liquidate Danish companies, we get a positive tax effect in Sweden, actually. It's our forecast. And that we said already in 2014 that we should have. And when we made this transaction now, we ensured that we sold the assets and not the company. Mekonomen AS, we still keep the main Mekonomen AS company, which is a prerequisite for being able to get positive tax effects when that has been liquidated. If we had sold the company, we would not have had a tax effect. So we also want to mention now that previously communicated effects are still valid. We have not communicated now the timing of that. We will start liquidating from 2017, whether we'll be able to finish everything by 2017 or not, we don't know. But we're going to do as fast as we can. But everything we said before about tax effects, except for timing, of course, is still valid. I hope that gives some answer to the question.
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
And next question comes from the line of Stellan Hellstrom at Nordea. Please ask your question.
Thank you. Yes, first a question on MECA here. I reckon, or I think I recall that you last year had some significant negative impact on earnings from the Norwegian krona that you later on was able to compensate through higher prices. Now, it seems that in this quarter, your earnings still declined year on year despite this seemingly easy comparable. Maybe you can comment a little bit where those money went.
Stellan, your question is sort of, you expected a higher EBIT, is that correct, from MECA?
Well, I think if you last year you had a negative impact of 15 million on due to the Norwegian krona that you have been able to compensate for later on, you shouldn't have had. You should have had relatively easy comparable then. That's my thinking.
Yeah, exactly. We had. I mean, if you look at, you mentioned 2014, we had a higher EBIT, and we had negative effects exactly in 2015. So basically, your question, why don't we have higher EBIT now?
Well, it seems that the underlying earnings in MECA basically are down 15 million.
Well, you can. First and foremost, that's not the answer to the question, Stellan, but the currency effects, transaction effects have not affected, the strong Norwegian krona has not affected transaction effects during the quarter.
No.
But on the other hand, yes, we have price compensated. We have a strong competitive, and we have a strong competitive pressure in Norway primarily, and MECA Sweden as well is of course facing competition as in general. I mean, that's all I can say about that. I mean, do you want to add something, Per?
No. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's a follow-up then on the Norwegian situation in particular, and what is behind this increased competition. I guess it's also happening now to a large extent in this quarter in particular. What are you seeing here, and what segments in particular is it affecting?
The competition has increased, and it's in our let's say the core business of spare parts to garages. I mean, we have a couple of competitors who is under heavy pressure because they're not making enough money, and they unfortunately use the price as a weapon for now, which leads to this higher pressure. We also see some more activities from the authorized garages in Norway, but it's mainly our independent competitors who is very aggressive at the moment.
All right, very well. And just also, maybe you mentioned this, but the 25 million in extra costs for Denmark in Q4, what is that relating to?
We're selling the assets. I mean, it's a discount on that as we sell, basically, to make it simple.
Okay, so it is not cash flow affecting.
No, we will have a small. I mean, it's but not significant, but small positive cash flow for the transaction. We will get
right.
For the assets.
Yeah.
In the 8th of December, but we will not get paid as much as the book value, to make it simple.
Okay, and I mean, it's not a significant number, I reckon, or is it? I mean, the value of the inventories and et cetera, or the net value of the working capital?
We have reduced the inventory quite significantly, both during 2014 and both 2015 and 16. So the purchase amount has not been communicated, but it is not significant from a cash flow perspective. No.
Very well. Then just finally on the Norwegian krona appreciation here, if you could talk a little bit on how these things potentially would affect you going forward? Obviously, you have a positive translation effect, but does it also have an effect on transaction? Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, how shall we? I mean, you may have mentioned we have said we are compensated with price adjustment, and that is true. That actually has happened. So everything else being equal, and seldom there is everything else being equal. I mean, but if competition doesn't increase and we can maintain the net prices, strong Norwegian NOK has the positive effect which we have communicated previously. So we have a stronger NOK than last quarter. So everything else being equal, that's positive for us.
Yeah, but the NOK obviously effect would be significantly stronger in the fourth quarter. And then I was just wondering, I guess realistically you would have to adjust prices again. I mean, they typically follow, but I mean, will there be some temporary positive effect then before these prices adjust, given that you have, I don't know, bought inventories cheaper?
You can also argue, but that's important as well. We have just talked about that. We are keeping an eye on euro as well. I mean, there are euro purchases into our Norwegian operation as well, and other competitors buying euro as well. So, we do have negative effects from the appreciated euro in general in the group. And in Norway particularly, I think the NOK euro is more important. It's as important as NOK SEK relation. When you look at what kind of room would competitors have to lower prices thanks to more favorable current situation. That's all I can say for now.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
There's currently no further questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you.
That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect. Speakers, please stand by.